This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Clan winning 3-0 against Coventry Blaise tonight, the second of two home games this weekend. With me, as always, the Clan coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, 4 points out of four. Couldn't have been much better for you.
Yeah, I thought we found a way to win tonight. You know, it wasn't our most complete performance, but we did enough and did what we had to do. We defended well. When we broke down, Foley was out. You know, and it was a good all around performance. It wasn't as, you know, like I said, it wasn't our our best performance. We didn't create a ton offensively, but you got to give Coventry a ton of credit. They're so good defensively. They keep you to the outside. Their goalie's big. He's in the way all the time, and you know, it was tough to get around him. But this time of the year, you just find ways to win, and you walk out with 2 points and you move on.
Well, certainly a much improved team from the last time that we were here. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right away, we knew that coming in that they've been good. We studied enough. We'd seen the way they've been playing, and they're in every game. Doesn't matter who they're playing. They're a tough component to crack, and they're well coached, well balanced. And you know, tonight we were just able to get that one goal, that Bruton goal. I think calmed the nerves a little bit, and I thought we looked pretty comfortable defending, even though we had some breakdowns, and Travis looked comfortable as always in the net and able to close it out.
Frustration seemed to get the better of Coventry in that third period. Got a little bit heated at times. How important was it for the guys to keep their cool?
I think it was, you know, I don't know if it got the better of Coventry. I think there were some incidents. You know, I didn't really see the Tanaka incident, what happened there, but you know, it was a quick 2.5 minute power play, and then it even back up to 4-on-4. But yeah, I know. I think it's just two teams wanting to win. You know, you're at this part of the season. Every point's crucial, and you know, now that doesn't come from anywhere. Just guys competing, and that's hockey, and that's why we love it.
Travis Fullerton, a shutout tonight. You must be pleased for him.
He's been a rock, man. He's been unbelievable. You know, he's just above and beyond what we thought we were getting, and he's just so calm, and you know, he keeps everyone behind in front of him calm, just the way he is. He's just so professional. He's a confident goalie in that net. He makes saves. He scrambles to make secondary saves. He doesn't give up on pucks. You know, you see how quick and his flexibility and his athletic ability to get to second pucks. Even, you know, he turns pucks over, he scrambles to get back, and he's fun to watch in there. He can give you a bit of a make your heart go, but he's fun to watch, and he deserved a shutout. I mean, we had one here last week till dying seconds, so it was good to get him that shutout today.
Now, it's not an immediate headache, but it's going to give you something to think about later on. Chris Holt is due back this week after his treatment in America. Does that give you anything to think about later on?
Not at all. You know, we're running pretty good right now. You don't change it up. But you'd be pretty crazy to start changing a winning formula. So you ride it out and you see where you get to.
Of course, that gives you a day off tomorrow. No game tomorrow. You'll just be an interested spectator to see what happens elsewhere.
It gives us a day to study, an extra day here. Obviously, we're going to get prepared for Nottingham. So boys will have a day off. We'll be back Monday, and you know, the work starts tomorrow on Nottingham. It's a team we haven't seen for a while, so we want to make sure we're well prepared, well drilled, and we head in there.
Looking at the way the results have gone tonight, are Clan now title contenders for you?
I don't even want to talk about it. You know, that's for everyone else to talk about.
Ryan, thanks very much.
Thanks.